B-Pod Studios.
WNKS, Charlotte, a Beasley Media Group station, home of the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Kiss 95.1, the number one Kiss Music Station.
Tonight at 6, a new morning show is taking Charlotte by storm.
I get up with you guys every single morning, and I don't think I'd be able to make it to work if it wasn't for you guys.
Thank you.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show, Manny, Roy, and Loren, Kiss 95.1.
Charlotte's Morning Show.
Good morning.
You know, we had an Amber Alert not long ago, and I wrote down all the details, but it went too fast.
Oh, I thought you got it all.
Well, I don't think I did.
Well, let's see if we can fill in the blanks.
Well, but I'm going to the news, and the news doesn't have it, so I can't even relay the information.
Yeah, but all three of us listened.
All right, I got
it. It was out of Fayetteville.
Fayetteville. I think her name was Olivia or Olivia. I can't remember.
She was 15-year-old.
Light-skinned.
African-American.
170 pounds. I think her hair was dyed red.
Uh-huh.
Clothing unknown, I think they said, right?
Yeah. And then unknown direction of travel.
You got it all.
Is that right?
That's all they gave us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, if you know where Olivia's at, call 911.
Yes, but or call the Fayetteville Police Department, they said.
Yep.
Man, those are scary, especially being
so
a parent.
Scary. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Like, I'll never forget the time we were at Central Park. We went up to New York City as a family before Ruby was born. And Dean was in this enormous playground at Central Park. And, I mean, the play area, Roy, was like, I don't know, 100 feet long. It was just really, really long. And so I saw Dean on the right. And there's a tube that you go through. And then there's steps that you go down, like halfway through. And you go back through the tube again. Well, he didn't go down the steps where I went around to go wait for him to come down the steps. He went directly through the tube.
Oh.
There's hundreds of kids playing. They're all wearing the same, basically black, white, you know.
Yeah.
Your heart
jeans
drops.
And a t-shirt.
And I'm like, where is he? Buddy? Ugh. I don't see him. He's not coming out. And now my heart starts panicking, you know?
I would imagine baby snatchers would be in New York.
Man, and I was on it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I was on it. I it wasn't like I was looking down at my phone and I'm like, oh, you idiot. Like, I was on it. That's what made me even more nervous. I'm like, dude, where's my son? And then he comes around. He's so innocent. He's like, hey, Dad. And I'm like, oh.
There you are. And you can't get mad.
You're like, dude, just let me know if you're going to go that way, okay? You gave old Dad a heart attack and he's 44. He can't be having that. Anyway, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show. Your day in 30 seconds. Loren, what'd you do yesterday?
I went and had my second round of Cool Sculpting at Sona Dermatology and Med Spa.
Ding! Yeah, we're all using Sona now. Thanks, man. Yep. I'm going soon for my second. You're supposed to now, they say, because Cool Sculpting has come such a long way that, like, maybe one round is not enough, so you go back and you get
multiple rounds.
Multiple rounds on your...
I think they said like two is sufficient.
Yeah, so I'm excited because I only got one round done like 2 years ago. Now I'm going back. I went to a different place. Now I'm going to Sona Med Spa and Dermatology and I'm excited.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're treating my psoriasis.
I know, that's awesome.
It's doing pretty well.
Oh my gosh, I was in the office and everybody was like, oh my God, I was dying over Roy's mole hunting and psoriasis killing. That's my boy.
Yeah, man.
If you reach out to Sona Med Spa and Dermatology, let them know you heard it on the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show. Makes us look good.
It does.
What about you, bud?
So I had a therapy appointment yesterday, and Sterling's made a comment about the building that where my therapist's office is, and I'm now, and I can't, I was sitting there, and I couldn't get out of my mind. So I'm sitting there in this room, and I'm supposed to be talking about how I feel and all these emotions, and I can't get over the fact that the windows look like they're from a prison.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're like skinny windows that go high. It's like the old 80s design, you know what I mean? And I'm just staring at it, and I'm like, now I feel like I'm in a prison and I'm trapped.
I feel like that's something that you need to talk to your therapist about because I noticed that you and Manny both do it. You get hung up on these like teeny tiny details and you can't get past them. And there's got to be a reason for that.
We do. I do. And then I'm sitting there and I'm like, eh. And then I'm not comfortable.
Yeah.
I'm shifting around and I'm looking around.
Gosh, I mean, you know what it is. I watch Curb Your Enthusiasm with Larry David, and I think a new season's coming. He notices everything like that. He goes and sits at the at the therapist's office, and he's moving around, and he's mad because he goes to the therapist. He goes, "Look at how comfortable your chair is, and look at my chair." And the therapist is in like this, basically like this lounge chair. And Larry's in like a kitchen
tub,
chair.
A small little tub chair, yeah. You know.
He can't get over it.
That's kind of how I felt like that for a moment. I'm like looking out the windows. I'm like, I feel like I'm in jail.
Yeah. My day in 30 seconds is like, it goes like this. I was here late. I had to cut a bunch of commercials. So I left here. I went home, took like a 45-minute nap, woke up, had a little lunch, picked up Ruby from the nanny. Amanda's in Atlanta this week. So I'm doing, me and the nanny are doing splitting parenting duties. I come home with Ruby. We go for a little walk. I throw Ruby back in the car. We go pick up Dean from after school care. I take Dean home. Dean jumps out of the car to go play with his friends. I put Ruby in her high chair. I feed Ruby. Dean comes in. I feed Dean. I shower Dean. I catch Ruby, who's messing everything up while Dean's showering. Dean's showering. The water's too hot. I have to run in, turn the water off. And I just want to say, if you're a single parent, bless your heart. Good for you. You're tremendous.
Life.
I mean, I really legitimately meant bless your heart. Not that South Carolina bless your heart. I mean, like, really.
Yeah.
I mean, I was exhausted, y'all. I was asleep by 8:45 last night.
Okay.
Cooked after that. So, all right, we've got tickets for the Gravediggers Ball. We'll give those away in the 6 o'clock hour, like right around 6:50-ish this morning to go see Diplo. Last night, the ticket prices increased at midnight. I did not get an email that said they extended it like they did the other day. So we'll have those tickets for you. Up next, Lorraine, who do you think was deemed... Now, if you saw this, don't say it.
Okay.
We'll let producer Nicole and Roy guess also. Who do you think was deemed the world's most beautiful woman, according to... who did this poll?
Like a celebrity?
Oh, no. A facial cosmetic surgeon has determined that this person is the most beautiful woman in the world based on modern mapping techniques and the classic Greek golden ratio.
Are you talking about a celebrity?
Yeah, a celebrity.
Oh.
Huh. Okay. I have an idea.
Okay. You don't know off the top of your head, though. You didn't see it. Don't look. Stop looking.
No, I think I did see it.
Okay. All right. We're going to talk about that. We'll tell you who this woman is coming up in just about 3 minutes. Roy, you could play, too.
Yeah, I genuinely don't know.
Okay. So, a London facial cosmetic surgeon has determined that this person is the most beautiful woman in the world based on modern mapping techniques that implement the classic Greek golden ratio of beauty. And he says, who do you guys think is the most beautiful woman in the world?
Who do I think was voted the most beautiful woman in the world?
No, who do you think the doctor said was the most beautiful woman in the world?
I think that he said Jennifer Aniston was the most beautiful woman
in
the world.
That's exactly who I thought he was going to say.
I think she's so hot right now. She just broke the internet. She's getting the Icon Award at the People's Choice Award. I think she's the person.
I really thought I was going to be the only one to say that.
Okay. Producer Nicole, you know the answer to this. Do you want to tell Roy and Loren who it was?
Okay, I'll say it.
Yeah.
Can I say it now?
Yeah.
Bella Hadid.
Bella Hadid?
Really?
Yep. The doctor.
She's a model.
The doctor.
Roy has no idea who she is.
That's Gigi's older sister.
Yes.
She, really? She's on and off with The Weeknd for like the past ever.
Which is so crazy because I think her sister Gigi is more attractive.
By the way, you think The Weeknd's back on again after this study came out?
Yeah, right. Actually, they've been seen together recently.
She had the highest overall rating for her chin with a score of a... So 100% is perfect. This plastic surgeon gave her chin 99.7%.
What the...
0.3% away from being perfect.
I've never judged a chin.
Her whole overall body was a 94%. Perfection score.
I mean, what did they want to improve on her body? She's a model, for God's sakes.
I'm seeing a very revealing photo.
Bella's big sister, Gigi, didn't make the list. Beyonce came in second. Beyonce came in second, according to the surgeon in this Greek golden ratio of beauty theory. Beyonce came in at 92%. Amber Heard placed third at 91%. Ariana Grande placed fourth and fifth, respectively.
Hmm.
The golden ratio is used by artists such as Michelangelo and Leonardo da Vinci to mathematically calculate the beauty of how much their work included. But they use that on the females to figure out who the most beautiful woman in the world is.
I do think Jennifer Aniston's very beautiful. If I was straight, that would be...
Your type.
My type, right?
It's interesting.
Yeah.
That is interesting.
If I was gay, who would be my type? Amanda asked me that a lot. Leo DiCaprio? Is that
really?
What
really? Leo DiCaprio?
No, he just likes his character on Wolf of Wall Street. Yeah, that's his obsession.
Leo's a little rough around the edges.
I'm more of a Billy Zane guy myself. You know who he is?
Nope.
Off the top of my head.
He played Cal on Titanic.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful eyes, dark skin, dark hair.
Oh, but he was such a a deep bag.
Still to come.
By the way, let me know when we go back on the air so I don't reveal that I have a favorite. I don't want my wife to think that maybe I might be cheating on her. Hey, we got to tell you guys, a California Lyft driver was pulled over by the cops, but not for something the Lyft driver did. It's for something the passenger did. That got the Lyft driver pulled over.
Welcome to the Mania Roy and Loren Morning Show.
Got to get
hey, Kiss 95.1, who is
got
this?
To get
hey!
Got to get
this is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mania Roy and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
A crazy story out of California. A Lyft driver pulled up to a house to pick up a passenger, and she noticed that there was a lot of cops at this house. So she thought maybe it's the person she's picking up is coming from a different house, but she was noticing the scene. A guy gets in the back of her car, clearly out of breath, says, I'll pay you cash, just take me home.
Drive.
So she starts driving. She had an idea that maybe he was connected to the police thing, but wasn't certain.
How are you not certain? Some random person jumps in your car and you're watching a police crime scene.
And then all of a sudden, all the cops immediately follow her car and pull it over. All of them. Guns drawn.
Not for the Lyft driver.
Not for the Lyft driver, for the person in the back seat. And she looks in the back seat, pulls over and says, you better not run. I'm not about to get into gunfire here.
Yeah.
And
I'm sure he cares what she thinks.
Yeah. Yeah, and so he ended up getting out of the car and getting arrested.
Wow. And this wasn't in Florida, by the way. This was in California. Lorraine. So congratulations
on your home
state not having the craziest story
we
of the morning.
We made it out once.
All right, what do you got coming up in the dirty?
So this is such a cool move. Lady Gaga didn't know what this one thing that is very, very popular with the kids is. And she tweeted about it, almost broke the internet. Tell you what it is, coming up in 2 minutes.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Lady Gaga got the internet at tizzy. When she tweeted, what is Fortnite? Of course, referring to the popular video game that all the kids are playing. And my son is not old enough to play Fortnite, nor do I know that I will let him play Fortnite. But it is, like, all the rage right now.
Well, my six-year-old is chomping at the bit to turn, like, 10.
Yeah, I feel bad.
10.
But I feel bad for Cash because he's never going to be able to play any video game because Lorena hates them all.
I do hate video games.
You're going to have to get that beside. You're going to
have to... Now, here's the thing. If we allow a gaming system, a gaming console, if you will, in our home, there will be allotted time frames and only in 30-minute increments. And the second I see him getting irritated with it, it goes away.
Oh, my God.
Because I can already see he gets irritated when I give him the iPad and he can't do something on there. And I'm not, like, that irritation carries over into the rest of your day. And
yeah,
I'm not dealing
feels
with
the same
it.
Way.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good parenting. What else?
Meanwhile, I'm like, let the kid live.
Me too.
Katy Perry.
Is it going to get 10 minutes alone?
Katy Perry's got a brand new song she just dropped. She wrote it with Charlie Puth. It's called Harleys in Hawaii.
You and Daddy, riding Harleys in Hawaii. I'm on the back of Molden Day.
But the Harley dealership's in Hawaii.
What a random song.
I know, but she came out with a video for it, too. It's up at kiss95.1.com, and she looks gorgeous in the video. Blonde hair. It's a very different look for Katy.
I can't believe she didn't do Gator Catching in Florida.
Mm-hmm. I think that's the next
single. That's the next single?
Yeah.
Okay.
And Amanda Bynes was supposed to be on this season of Dancing with the Stars, but she passed because she is focused on her sobriety, and she just didn't envision that for her future. But that is your Dirty for Now.
Yesterday on the show, in the Dirty, Lorraine, you mentioned that Travis Scott injured himself in kind of a random, basic way.
Yeah.
And I thought we could open up the phones this morning and we can each share our stories about how we injured ourselves doing something super basic. We'll share our stories. We want to hear yours and we'll tell you what Travis Scott did, all coming up in under 10 minutes.
This is the MRL Morning Show. Kiss 95.1.
Kiss 95.1. We are the Mania Roy and Loren Morning Show.
Lorraine, yesterday you said Travis Scott got injured while doing something pretty basic.
Yeah, he was just jumping up and down on stage, and I guess he landed on his leg wrong, dislocated his knee, and now they're thinking that he may have to have surgery. Doctor wants to see if it'll heal on its own, but Travis Scott is like, nope, I need to get back to playing basketball. Just give me the surgery.
Oh, yeah. That's crazy. I injured my my arm. Wasn't it Travis Scott?
I thought so.
Yeah. What, you're saying it wasn't Travis Scott, Nicole?
Well, Travis Scott is a rapper, so why has he got to get back to basketball?
Oh, he likes to play basketball on the side. It's just his side thing. He loves basketball. That was great. Thank you, producer Nicole. I guess I should have said his little like side hobby.
Well, I assume that, but did you assume that, Roy?
I just thought he was a basketball player.
No,
yeah. You know Travis Scott's a rapper. He just came through Charlotte.
It's complicated.
He's with Kylie Jenner.
Yes, yeah. I get it. So here's the thing we want to know at 704-570-9595. Get in on the morning show. We love talking to you guys. We love making you part of the show. We want to hear, like, how did you hurt yourself doing something basic? Like, I don't know, jumping up and down at a concert. Not something sports related.
Remember the time I broke a rib?
just by sneezing?
Yeah, I do.
I sneezed way too hard and I broke a rib.
Yeah, that's pretty basic. That's pretty basic. I turned my ankle so bad. Thank God I didn't break it. I sprained it so bad. I missed a step, one step down in my old house. I had one step down from the door out the back, and I completely missed it, and I just turned my ankle over so bad. And Amanda goes, what did you do? I was like, I don't want to talk about it. I was so embarrassed.
I remember my mom had like a texting and walking incident, and she was so embarrassed about it. She wouldn't tell anybody. But she was texting, walking through her parking garage at work, and she tripped on one of the parking curbs. And I mean, went booty over tin cups, like sprawled out, skin knees, had to have a doctor see her for her knee for physical therapy. Wow. Like, it was a whole thing.
Ugh.
I'm like, you're lucky you didn't knock your two front teeth out.
Yeah, no kidding.
This is Elijah in Mount Holly.
Hi, how's it going, guys?
Hi, welcome to the Manny Roy in the Room Morning Show. What's that simple thing that caused you an injury?
I was literally just walking, and my feet just decided not to work anymore, and I rolled my ankle, and it took like 3 years to heal.
Oh, my gosh.
Ankle rolls are the worst, too, Elijah, because you're like, there's got to be something wrong. And I went to the doctor after I did mine. He's like, no, it's just sprained, man. You just got to keep icing it.
Oof.
You know? So thanks, Elijah. That's just walking where his feet quit.
This is Carrie in Rock Hill.
Good morning, guys. How are y'all this morning?
We're doing really well. What's the basic thing that you were doing that caused you to have an injury?
I was walking and texting, and I broke my ankle and had to have surgery, like a plate and six pins. But be fair, I was walking in really pretty wedges.
I bet you don't wear those shoes anymore.
My husband took them away and said I'm never allowed to wear them again.
Thanks, Carrie. You know, in Rock Hill, we did a water drive years ago to help the people in Columbia when there was flooding down there. And a woman came and brought us a case of water, and she tripped over the curb, bringing the water to us, and broke her ankle.
Yeah.
And we've spoken with her once or twice after, and we haven't heard from her lately.
I know. I wonder why.
I don't know. We felt so bad.
She was doing something so good, though. And then she broke her ankle.
I know.
We are getting some, like, ridiculous and cringeworthy text messages. 704 said, I broke my leg sliding down a slide when I was 10. It twisted backwards and broke in three places. And somebody else detached their retina when they sneezed too hard.
What? That would happen to me.
That would happen to you.
That's next, Roy.
Yeah, this is Laura in Charlotte. Tell us what happened.
Hi. So I have a puppy, and she doesn't realize how big she is. And she jumped at me. And pushed my head, and I hit a marble countertop. Oof. And then she gave me a concussion.
That sucks.
Yep.
So.
Doing basic things like playing with your dog can be really, really dangerous.
Apparently so.
All right. Thanks for the phone call.
Accidents happen.
Oh my gosh. I can't believe you called in, ladies and gentlemen. It's Heather.
Oh, Heather.
Heather is the one that broke her ankle.
Yes.
We haven't heard from you. I mean, you spoke to us a couple times after that, but we haven't heard from you in a long, long time. We got worried.
Y'all talk to me. You just don't realize who it is. I'm talking to y'all several times because I don't have to preface it with, hey, I broke my foot with you guys.
Yeah, that would be weird.
I don't want to be known as just that girl.
We felt so bad.
I love you guys so much.
Aww. Thanks, Heather. We're glad you're doing okay.
Yes, I'm great.
Okay. How's the ankle?
It's good. That was actually 4 years ago. I met Tom Hoff a couple days ago. So.
It was way around this time.
I'll never forget it.
No, you're the best, Heather. Thanks for listening. Thanks for helping out that day. We'll never forget it.
Anytime y'all have something going on, I'll be there.
We'll come to you this time, though.
Yes, yes. Pick up delivery.
Thanks, Heather.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
Good, because I got concerned that maybe she had some repercussions, and she's like, I hate those guys.
Yeah, they broke my ankle. I love it.
All right, we're all going to hate this. Roy, even this happening to you, I'm the oldest on the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show. Loren, you hate getting older. Mm-hmm. BuzzFeed, they put out a story. People share the moment they realize that they were getting old.
Oh, I just recently experienced this, and I was not a big fan of it at the restaurant. I'll tell you what happened and how I was grossly offended in 5 minutes.
This is the MRL Morning Show, KISS 95.1.
We were talking about basic ways you injured yourself. Someone said with area code 216 that they dislocated their shoulder closing their car door. I was playing with Sock'em Boppers, those inflatable punching toys from like the 90s, and I broke my toe kicking my ex-boyfriend. I was doing engagement pictures. I did a cartwheel and wedges the night before my picks and completely failed the cartwheel and sprained my ankle and is still swollen to this day. Funny stuff, you guys.
You can keep it coming. Also, tell us on Instagram at the MRL Show. By the way, if you want to wear a pair of tickets to see X Ambassadors at the Fillmore on Friday, October 25th, go to kiss951.com right now for your chance to win. For the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, always hooking you up.
So we all know that, like, age is just a number, and I think we all can say that we feel a little younger than we actually are. But BuzzFeed has a list of the moments that you realize that you were old. And, Roy, I know this just happened to you.
It just happened. I was dining at this restaurant called Barcelona in South End. And we happened to be, my friend who's a teacher happened to teach one of the kids that's now graduated and is a waiter. And so they're, you know, kind of reconnecting. And the other waitress asks, like, how old we are. And I say I'm 27, and she goes, "Oh wow, and you look great." And I'm,
no, 27 is not old. And I'm like, why do I look great for 27?
Yeah, I'm still young. I'm supposed to look great for my age. But I guess to an 18-year-old, that seems, you know,
right?
I mean, just light years away.
Yeah. How old do you guys feel? Just out of curiosity, because I still feel sometimes like I'm like 28, and I'm 35, y'all.
Yeah. I mean, I'm 44. I'm going to be 45 in April, and I would say I feel about 34, 35.
That's so funny.
I know, isn't it? Because, I mean, I have like a 6-year-old and a 1-year-old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, BuzzFeed, some of these are pretty hilarious and definitely relatable. Their list is, when I got carded at the grocery store, the clerk looked at my birthday and declared, "Wow, you were born the same year as my mom."
Ooh.
By the way, if this happened to you, if there was an aha moment where you felt old, please jump on the phone at 704-570-9595. We'd love to hear them.
I was explaining to my high schooler how to dial a code and hit the pound sign afterwards. She asked me if that's like a hashtag.
It is, basically, yeah. Do you remember, I told you guys I went to my mom's house for dinner the other night with the kids, and all of a sudden there was a ring that wasn't a cell phone ring. My parents have a house phone still.
That blows my mind.
And it rang, and my dad picked it up, and I looked at Dean, and I go, "Dean, that's called the house phone." And my mom started dying laughing.
Do they still have caller ID?
They do. It comes up on their TV. They got the whole package
on the
from
TV.
Spectrum.
By the way, why is like Spectrum still pushing the phone thing? Because I still get stuff in the mail about the TV phone internet combo, and I'm like, pipe down with the phone.
My parents. I guess if you have a home office, though, like maybe.
I get it, but I think like 65 plus still want that home phone.
That's so crazy to me.
So, and by the way, I was there for like 2 hours, 3 phone calls, all telemarketers. And they answer, and I go, "Don't answer it if you don't know the number."
This is BuzzFeed's list of the moments you realize that you are old. I was talking to a 10-year-old, and he asked me what Michael Jackson sang. I said, "Thriller." He said, "You mean the Party City commercial theme?"
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
And then the last one, when I agree with adults that the music at the bar mitzvah I'm sitting at is too loud and it's too dark in the room.
Wait, listen, anybody who's in their 40s, when you say you're not into the music that we play here on KISS or like it's too loud, you're getting old.
Let's talk with Anonymous in Monroe.
Hi there.
Hi.
I had a really, I guess you'd say, not only felt old, but I felt dirty, like a defeated cougar, maybe.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Like I lost the chase, but there was a handsome young man in my store, and I couldn't help but notice him, and I guess he figured out I was checking him out. And I am native to the area, and he looked at me and smiled and said, "I think you went to school with my mom."
You got your hand on him.
Yeah. So not only felt old, but I felt guilty, you know. Just kind of
Yeah.
Don't feel old and anonymous. You're absolutely gorgeous, and by the way, you still have it.
Well, thank you. I just don't think nobody wants it anymore.
Oh, no, that's of course not they
true.
Do.
Anonymous. Age is like a fine wine. It gets better year after year. You know this.
I will say, though, like even the older I get, I realize, and I wear a ring most of the time, but when I'm out with my friends, like, and I don't have mine on today, so don't feel to be looking.
And you're not wearing the rubber ring either.
I know. I just forgot it
this
morning.
Coming up in 5 minutes, we're going to talk about someone on the show who's been accused of cheating.
Okay. Is it you?
I forgot what I was going to say.
Good.
Oh, the older I get, I realize that, like, people don't hit on people anymore. So don't take that as in, like, you know, you're not hot. It's just that's not how people date anymore. They date on apps. Yeah. They don't date in person.
Let's talk with Kelly in Concord. Hey, Kelly.
Hey, guys. How are y'all?
We're doing really, really well. So tell us the time that you felt old.
So my fiance and I went out to dinner just to get pizza, and we both ordered a beer. And the waitress came over and said, "Sir, I'm going to need to see your ID," when she brought the beers over. And then he showed her the ID to prove that he was over 21 because he's older than me. And she set both of the beers down and then kind of looked at me and went, "Okay, well, I'll be back to take your order." And then left. And I was like, "What? Wait, you need to check my ID. Hello?"
That's a big one. That is a big one, Kelly. I know that for a fact, that like when people don't get their IDs checked, they freak out because like, "Oh, I look old enough to drink." And that's that sucks. All right. Thanks, Kelly. There's a couple people on hold. We'll record these and put them on the Rap Party podcast because it's some funny stuff. And by the way, I was at Target not too long ago, and a woman recognized my voice as I was talking to Dean. And she said the coolest thing about our show and our station, I think. She said, "Hi, I'm 52, and I just want to say I listen to you guys every morning because you make me feel young."
Oh.
So this is a cool place to hang out if you want to feel young.
Still to come.
All right, we got to get to the bottom of this. Someone on the show has been accused of cheating. Who is it? Why have they been accused? And are they actually cheating?
WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
A member of the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show has been accused of cheating. We will identify that person and get to the bottom of it immediately.
Now, how did this whole thing come about?
Nicole Weaver, would you please step forward?
Yeah. You dirty dog.
What did you do?
You know what? I'd like to find out what I did because, you know, I'm about to start my weekend, right? And I check my phone and I get this message on Facebook. So it's a Facebook message, so you know it's legit. And this chick, stop. You want me to read the message?
Yeah, please.
Yeah. Okay. So she sends you this nasty gram.
At 8 o'clock at night, "Stop asking Charles to do you favors and find you a bleep boyfriend for that. The minute you realize he wants nothing to do with you is the minute you'll stop hearing from me."
Whoa.
So I look at this, and it's Friday, and on Friday, I went to, like, a wedding reception.
Yeah.
So, you know, a couple glasses of wine. So at first, I read it. And I'm just smiling because I'm like, this is a perfect opportunity to mess with you. But then, what?
You don't know a Charles.
No, I don't know. I'm gay.
And you definitely don't know this person who's messaging you.
No, I don't know
you.
A Charles.
I'm just letting everyone at home play along, okay?
I don't. The only Charles that I know is a man, a 40-year-old man who works here.
I'm 41, but okay.
Anyways. And so this chick, her name's Caitlin. She lives in Leesburg, Virginia.
Okay.
Don't even know where that is.
Yeah, somewhere up there.
So
she hit you up on Facebook?
On Facebook.
Did you message her back?
Well, so get this. So she not only messaged me, but then after she messaged me, she blocked me.
Oh.
Because look, I can't, like, so I can't even respond to the message.
She's embarrassed. She feels super embarrassed.
What did you message back?
So
she couldn't.
So I couldn't. So what I do is I get her name, type it in on Instagram, and ask her to follow me. And she keeps denying the request because she's private. So, like, I'll press the follow button. And once you do that, it, like, says requested.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I'll, like, go back to check on it, and it'll go back to follow. So she's, like, denying the request.
Yeah.
Wow.
So what I did is I sent her, because you can still message somebody on Instagram. So I sent her an Instagram message, and I'm like, hey. So on Facebook, my profile picture and my cover photo and just about every other photo I have is pretty gay. So if Charles is messing with a tatted chick with an undercut, then girl, you got bigger issues.
Your issues with Charles, not me.
But girl, like, hope you figure it out. You got the wrong Nicole. Best of luck, but Charles is probably cheating on you.
Hey, well, hear me out on this, you guys, because I was listening to the message. It's the first time I heard the message. If you read that message again, it almost sounds like maybe they're like this other Nicole and Charles might not be hooking up. Like maybe she's just asking him
for favors,
like drive me here. Loan me some money. You know what I mean? Like, it didn't sound
well,
like.
Well, it sounds like whoever, I think this girl is dating Charles. Well, no. You think, like, they think that the person, Nicole, isn't the one cheating. Whoever Nicole really is not really cheating. It's just hanging around the guy.
I'll tell you I decepted it.
The Nicole, who she thinks she's that Nicole, right? Nicole.
Mm-hmm.
Might not be messing around with Charles, just maybe hovering around Charles. Because it didn't say, like, quit messing with my man. It was more like, stop asking
him
for...
It's probably, like, a flirty thing. Like, there's some
Read it again, real quick.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Please.
Yeah, okay.
Is that so bad, just to be asking for
Stop asking Charles to do you favors and find a bleep boyfriend for that.
See?
The minute you realize he wants nothing to do with you is the minute you'll stop hearing from me.
Well, that's all pretty aggressive
Way
for someone
who's voice type than mine.
That's pretty aggressive for someone who's just.
Here's how I.
I'm listening to you.
It's pretty aggressive. That's an aggressive message for someone who's not even like cheating.
Yeah.
You know,
like Nicole asked him to mow her yard or something.
See, it sounds to me like maybe somebody he works with or an ex-girlfriend who's just still hanging around. And like maybe there is nothing going on, you know, between them, but they're real close. And she's very annoyed by
that. All I know is there's a Nicole Weaver out there acting up.
And it's not
me.
All right. Thanks, Nicole. Hey, coming up in just about 10 minutes. Yesterday at this time, we were talking to Bree. It was at a coffee shop, waiting on a date to show up to the coffee shop. Bree's going to join us in just about 6 minutes to tell us how long she waited there and if he showed up or not. We're going to get an update from Bree coming up. It's the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz Show on KISS.
Please, sir, I want some more.
Are you needing a little more MRL in your life? Take us everywhere with our on-demand podcast. Use our KISS 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
Yesterday on the show, we had Bree, who was in a little bit of a pickle. She was at a coffee shop. She was supposed to have a date at 6:30. She called us, like, just after 7 o'clock. The guy ended up being, like, 40 minutes late. Listeners were calling in. Should she stay? Should she go? It was very mixed. Bree's back on with the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz Morning Show. When did you end up leaving the coffee shop?
I left the coffee shop just a little after 7:30. I figured a full hour of me waiting was enough.
Not that you're desperate. You just
not that I'm desperate.
Took our advice. A lot of people said that you should stay.
Yes. And so I was like, you know what? This is about the time that I saw him last week. So I'll wait until then and see if he comes in for just coffee, just in case you were right and he forgot. And he never showed during that hour. So, I mean, I hope that I see him again. And if I do, I hope he has a really good explanation for what happened. But I just don't know. I just don't know if I could ever, you know, cause I'm like, what if it happens again?
Yeah, I mean, but it's so new. You don't even have his number or anything. So it's not like you have really any connection to this guy. This was like your connection date.
Yeah.
Sounds like.
Yeah. And, you know, I think if it was like one of those things where he just slept in, totally forgot about it, I think you give him the benefit of the doubt, but then you exchange numbers and set up a proper date. And then if he's late for that, then you got to call it.
That's if I even see him again.
That's true. And if you don't, listen.
Do I not go to this coffee shop?
I mean, you gave him an ample opportunity. I think you should be done with the guy.
Oh, now you're done?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yesterday
you
I was all in.
You should wait 40 minutes yesterday, but
because
now
that
you're...
was the date day. Now the guy didn't show up. He doesn't care.
Yeah, but if you run into him, at least hear him out.
Hear him out, but I wouldn't go out with him at this point.
It depends on how good their excuse is.
This is so
or
funny
how he looks,
to me.
Right, Roy?
It is so funny to me that you and I have like such different brains that you're like now you're done. Yeah. And like yesterday, I just wouldn't have waited on him, but I would have given him the benefit of the doubt if I would have seen him again.
I totally opposite.
That's so funny.
I would have
to
waited
me.
It out. I gave you the full time plus 5 minutes extra, and you didn't show up. Deuces, deuces for gooses.
Well, Bree, keep us updated, okay?
Okay. Thanks, guys.
All right. Lorraine's got the dirty on the 30.
Yeah, there is a former boy band member who says if he would have stayed in the band, it would have killed him. I'll tell you who it is.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the dirty on the 30 with Lorraine. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
The former boy band member who says that if he would have stayed in that band, it would have killed him is Liam Payne.
Really?
One Direction almost killed him. He says that we were 100% overworked in the band and that I needed to, like, just stop, slow down, or it definitely would have killed me. So, and I think we all know that, like, I mean, they just push and push and push and push and push. When you're hot, you just got to go with it. Mike Posner is almost finished with his walk across America. He's got about 200 miles left, so we'll keep you posted on that. And Nicki Minaj, she says that she was just kidding about her collaboration with Adele, people. Calm down. She says, I really thought people would see through my sarcasm and know that I was being sarcastic.
No.
I don't have anything coming out with her as of right now.
Yeah, nobody on social media thinks anyone's sarcastic.
Yeah. And coming up in the 8:30 Dirty, I'll tell you what Jessica Biel, you know, we were talking about the moments we felt old. Jessica Biel and Justin Timberlake had that moment in Paris, and I'll tell you about it coming up in the 8:30.
Cool.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorraine. Sponsored by Sona Dermatology and Med Spa. On Kiss 95.1.
Catherine, welcome to the Mandy, Rory, and Lorraine Morning Show.
Hello.
Hey, you're playing Can't Beat Lorraine today.
Sounds good.
All right, how you feeling about this?
Honestly, not very well.
Oh.
I've been living under a rock since I went to school, so.
Okay, well, hopefully these will be good enough for you to get some.
Sounds good.
Kick her out, Karen. Catherine, sorry.
Get out of the studio, please.
I'm going.
Lorraine's putting her headphones down. She's opening up the studio door, and it is closed. She can no longer hear these questions.
All right, Catherine. In Charlotte, Justin Bieber is being sued by a photographer for posting a picture of himself on his Instagram account without permission. What state did the Biebs recently get married in?
South Carolina.
Katy Perry has new music out, and we're absolutely loving the song, by the way. Who is her actor fiancé?
I
hear help. 3, 2, 1.
Okay,
Roy, no answer there. All right. Question 3. This Friends actress is set to receive the People's Icon Award this year at the E's People Choice Awards and broke Insta with her debut of her account. Who is that? Friends actress?
Is it Jennifer Aniston?
Question number 4. Bella Hadid is now the most attractive woman in the world, according to a new study. Who is her sister?
Gigi Hadid.
And Lady Gaga caused an uproar on Twitter with 2 words. What's Fortnite? Which some people took as a cryptic message or a hint to new music. She headlined the Super Bowl a few years ago, but who is headlining this year's Super Bowl with Shakira?
Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, come on in. Good job.
All right, they got 4 correct.
Now there was somebody in the background helping out.
Okay, but that's not bad, Catherine.
All right, here we go. Question number one, Loren, Justin Bieber is being sued by a photographer for posting a picture of himself on his Insta account without permission. What state did the Biebs recently get married in?
South Carolina.
1-1. And Katy Perry's got new music out, Harley in Hawaii. And we're absolutely loving that song. Who is her actor fiancé?
Orlando Bloom.
2-1. They unfortunately did not know that one.
And this Friends actress is set to receive the People's Icon Award this year at East People's Choice Award. And she broke the Insta record for the debut of her account. Who is that?
Jennifer Aniston.
It is 3-2.
Bella Hadid is now the most attractive woman in the world, according to a new study. Who is her sister?
Gigi Hadid.
That is correct. It's 4-3.
And Lady Gaga caused an uproar on Twitter by posting two words. What's Fortnite? And some people took that as a cryptic message or a hint to some new music. She headlined the Super Bowl a few years ago, but who is headlining the next one alongside Shakira?
That just twist and turned so many times. J-Lo.
I don't write them, I just read them.
Correct. Final score, 5-4. The Ren, you got 6 wins.
Catherine, who are you with in the car?
My mom.
All right, you guys know what I want to hear.
Hey, we are Catherine and Jeannie, and we can't beat Loren.
Thanks for playing, guys.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
We're going to get to a War of the Roses. Heather called her man Jeff while he was in a hotel, but she swears she heard a female voice in the background. Now, is she just hearing things? Or is Jeff a cheater? We're getting to the bottom of it with War of the Roses in 5 minutes.
This is the MRL Morning Show. Kiss 95.1.
I'm excited for this. Saturday morning, I'm going to be hanging out with Kiss 95.1 starting at 9 a.m. at the Abbott Exchange Music Factory. We're going to do our part to fight breast cancer. We're going to be out there with the American Cancer Society making strides against breast cancer for their Walk for Greater Charlotte. You can register online at kiss95.1.com, or you can sign up that morning. It's going to be a great morning this Saturday to fight breast cancer.
Also, Kiss 95.1 Gravediggers Ball is back October 26th, and it's starring Diplo. Plus, we're going to have thousands of dollars and cash and prizes for the best Halloween costume. Get your tickets right now at kiss95.1.com, or you can be listening because we have a pair of tickets coming up less than 30 minutes.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Heather, you said in your message to us that you're in a long-distance relationship with Jeff.
Yes. So me and my boyfriend, we live together, but he's always on business trips, and he'll be gone for, like, you know, 3-2 weeks at a time. And so he's in New York right now for a business trip. And he's been there, his hotel trip is like 3 weeks long. But I just am really suspicious of his friends. Like, I really hate, like, everyone that he works with, just, like, their whole crew. There's, like, a lot of women, and they all just seem to care about going out, about the happy hours than about the actual work.
So do you think you have any, like, evidence that leads you to believe that he's cheating? Like, has he done anything recently that you're like, that's really weird?
Well, there was this one thing. So about, let's say it was like 2 nights ago, I get a phone call. And so I thought it was Jeff calling me, you know, say goodnight and whatever. And I pick up the phone, and it's this girl, Carrie. And she's, like, hammered out of her mind. And she's like, Heather, oh, my God, we miss you. Like, we wish you were here. And I'm like, how, like, this is, like, okay. And then she doesn't hang up the phone. And I can hear, you know, everything going on in the background. And then at first they're, like, talking and stuff. And I can, like, hear Jeff and her talking. And then all of a sudden, like, the talking stops. And then I just hear, like, noises, like it's like they're, like, you know, making out or something. And then I couldn't listen.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, what noises? Like,
like, it was I don't, you know, I know everyone's, like, kissing sounds different, but to me that sounded a lot like kissing.
Really?
And then how long did you listen?
Like a minute and a half.
Wow, and they never hung up?
No. I guess she was so drunk, she just, like, forgot to hang up.
All right, well, let's give him a phone call and see where this goes. Remain quiet, and make sure you don't say anything until we find out what he puts on the note, okay? Because that could say a lot about what's going on.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, Jeff. My name is Jenny. I'm calling from Flowers for You with some awesome news. One of your friends put you up to get a free dozen red roses during our promotion this month. We're doing a get a dozen, give a dozen. And one of your friends sent a dozen roses to someone they love, and they want you to be able to send one to free of charge.
Totally free. Like, I don't have to give you a credit card or nothing like that, right?
No, sir. We do ask that you tell somebody about our services, but like I said, it's just a monthly promotion that we do.
Okay. So it's free, and I don't have to sign up for anything. I have one other question, because this is kind of a crazy moment in my life.
Sure.
Can y'all deliver to New York?
Yeah, we're a nationwide company. We can deliver to New York.
Okay. All right, cool. Sounds good. Okay. Yes, I'd like to deliver some roses.
Okay. And who would you like to deliver those roses to? I just need the name.
Okay. For the card, like stuff or the signing card?
I can put a card with it, sure.
Oh, wonderful. Great. On the card part, you can put to Care Bear, you are utterly crazy, but I love you anyhow.
Jack. Oh, my God. Jeff, you bag. Are you kidding me?
Who's Care Bear?
Are you kidding me?
Heather?
Yep, that's Heather. Jeff, you're on More of the Roses on the Mini Roy and Lorraine Morning Show on Kiss 95.1.
I knew it.
I should have answered the phone.
No, I...
So you're cheating.
All of your trophies, everything going out the window. Everything out the window. I'm deleting your DVR. Everything. I cannot even believe you right now.
You say you're deleting his DVR?
You know what? I don't even care at this moment. You are so controlling. I have never in my life cheated on somebody. But it took basically 10 people to tell me I needed to move on. And I am utterly, first off,
are you joking?
I'd be really mad if you destroyed my trophies. I worked very hard for those. I worked my whole life to get those when I was a kid, and they are.
I'm proud of you.
Oh, cool. Just know that now, but this is just ridiculous. So you basically called radio guys to call in and try to catch me cheating, and you guess what? You caught me finding out that I'm into somebody else now. Yes, you got it. You win. Hooray, Heather. Good for you.
Wow, I can't believe I am to blame for catching you cheating. Of course, it's my fault. Of course, it's my fault.
The first week we dated. This is ridiculous.
I'm going to go spend all of your gas points at Harris Peter.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
So we just had that War of the Roses. And if you missed it, you can hear it on our War of the Roses podcast on the Kiss 95.1 app. I'm sure we have nothing but wars up there for your entertainment. People love that segment. Loren, Heather called Jeff while he was in his hotel room, and she heard a female voice in the background.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out Jeff was kind of like, you know what? I am cheating, and you're not a good person. And he was kind of mean to her.
Yeah.
He's like, it took 10 people to tell me that we need to break up. Like, are you happy? And she was happy because he was cheating on her.
Yeah.
A lot of text messages coming in, though, because also she said she was throwing out all of his trophies. And that wasn't the last thing she said. The last thing she said?
I'm going to spend all your gas points at Harris Teeter, too. People are loving that comment.
By the way, I steal people's gas points.
How?
I do.
How?
Because I know their phone number, their code thing. And I know that
you're a dirty dog.
And I know that they never fill up at the appropriate gas station to use the points, so I use it.
Well, I have so many points; I've never used ours.
I love using them, but you have to go for like.
You don't know my. It's under my old Florida number. You'll never get that.
Okay. See how it's all lining up.
Uh-huh. You're always paying $1.50 a gallon.
No
thanks
way.
To you, Loren.
You will never get mine. I can't even remember the phone number on it. Sometimes
I wondered why Roy always was curious if Loren was going to the Teeter today. And it was usually after he said he needed gas, and now I'm putting it together. That would be a really funny, like, sitcom bit where, like, all of a sudden there's a flashback to you two. Like, Roy's like, I need gas. Hey, you going to Teeter? Yeah. And nobody put anything together.
Yeah.
But a lot of comments coming in. 704 said, all right, Jeff was an ass, but the trophies and the DVR and the Harris Teeter points threats were just so strange.
Yeah, well, she was angry just trying to grab whatever she can, you know?
704 said, what's next? You're going to eat their favorite cereal? That's it. You've made me so mad. I'm eating up all your Lucky. I'm taking all the marshmallows out of the Lucky Charms. Well, obviously, if you're on War of the Roses, it's not good, right? You're thinking that something's going on in your love life. That's not good. You need War of the Roses to test your relationship. Well, Boldy.com, they put out an article. They listed this. These are the red flags that the person you're dating just isn't that into you. And I thought this was kind of interesting because maybe before you get to War of the Roses and you email us, see if you have these signs. Like, they stop texting you in the morning or at night or both. Like, if you used to have in the relationship text in the morning and text at night and they stop doing that.
If the schedule changes.
You're thinking schedule. I'm just thinking they're not on your mind. You're not on their mind.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, your schedule as a couple.
Exactly. If they dodge all your family events. Sorry, can't do it. Holidays are coming up. I'm booked. He's just not that into you. Let's see. They've never apologized to you. All couples fight, but if you're constantly taking the blame just to make things better, then you're not even growing in the relationship.
I don't know if that's necessarily true, because I think some people are just...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Awful at apologizing.
We talked about this last week.
Yeah.
I'm so bad at it.
My husband's not great at it either. Very rarely will he apologize.
We'll blame first, and then we'll apologize later. But first, we're going to deflect and blame.
So many people are like that. But it's so easy to apologize. What's wrong with you guys?
Let's see. If they drop the L word very quickly, they might not be in love with you. They might just be tempting to move furniture with you, which is another thing we've talked about recently on the show. When you first met them, they might seem to be good, too good to be true. And chances are, if you can't find anything wrong with the person
they're
dating.
Lying, they're hiding something.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, they are.
Probably
you're
something
right.
Big, too.
Oh, yeah. You got warrants or something.
Be on the lookout if they downplay your relationship. You know, if they say things like, hey, I got an event tomorrow and I need a girl to come with me. You know, but since we're not, you know, officially dating or you're not my girlfriend, then I'm probably just going to go alone. Like,
I'd be like, wait, why did you just tell me that? Because it was like you asked me, then you didn't ask me, and then you said you were going to go alone.
See, you're easy to say, like, hold on a second, what's wrong with that? But I feel like a lot of people would just be like, oh, okay, he just doesn't want to label it yet.
Yeah.
But he's still into me, or she's still into me, they just don't want to label
it
yet.
Oh, I know, people think the other person is into the relationship way longer than they actually are.
The last thing, these are ways that you find out that they're just not that into you. They talk about their ex a lot.
Ooh.
Yeah, they're not over that hurdle.
No, that's you can't. That's in the past. You got to get over that. Leave that. Dig that into a grave.
Loren, real quick, because we have a minute here. Tell the story about the time the ex showed up to the house.
When I turned around in her driveway.
Yeah.
I went to go get my nails done. And like a week earlier, I was quote unquote cleaning Dallas's apartment. And I found a photo album that was like all the same girl. And I assumed it was an ex, whatever. So I went to go get my nails done. Dallas was out of town. And it was like one block away from his condo. And I went and turned around in this neighborhood because I thought I could go cut through their neighborhood. I turned around in the ex's driveway, swear, hand to God, did not know who it was, where she lived, nothing. And that chick jumped in her car and followed me, tailgated me the entire way back to the house. And I was on the phone with my mom, still had no idea what was going on.
Clueless that you're being tailed.
No. I knew she was tailing me, but I'm like, who the heck is following me like this? And I get out of my car and she starts screaming at me. And I'm like, yo, lady, I don't even know who you are. She goes, you know exactly who I am. And she sped away. And I was like, what the heck is going on here? Well, then, flashback, I remember that I saw a girl that looked just like her in the book upstairs.
In Dallas's apartment. Yes. Yeah. You know what's amazing, Roy?
What?
That's not even the story I was talking about.
I know that's not.
You know the story I'm talking about?
What story are you talking about?
Holy cow.
Oh, when she came in with her key?
Yeah. No, not even. That's not the story we're talking about.
I keep going. You have a lot of crazy ex stories.
It's the same guy. They're like, beat her up with a stick. I'm like, yo, he's done.
It's referring to the incident here.
Welcome to America's favorite game show.
Yeah, but he wasn't my ex. He was just like obsessed with me in high school.
Okay. Yeah. America's favorite game show. When did Laurent deal with an ex? All right. We're going to give you 10 different options. One of them is correct. We'll tell that story another day. Okay.
Still to come.
I love that you have so many crazy ex stories.
So many crazy ex stories.
I swear, somebody drove from Florida to Charlotte to propose their love for Lorraine. That's the story I was looking for, but I got another. You guys, we all got another tremendous story.
That
so.
We've never heard of. That was a new story.
I've never told that story.
That's great.
All right, you're the best. All right. Get us updated with Hollywood stuff. You're also good at that.
Oh, all right, Nicki Minaj, she gave us a little bit of information we were so excited about, but she says, hold on a second, y'all. It was a joke. I'll tell you what she pulled the wool over our eyes on. Coming up in the Dirty in 10 minutes.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. X95.1.
Here she is. People are texting in that they love her stories about being involved with some scandalous cheating activities. And
what's that mean?
Exes.
They're just exes that, you know, they just hang around for a while. You got to, like, beat them off with a stick.
Carlene Donna, who got into an argument with her son's teacher on the first day of school, said, I love her stories. 704 said, Lorette should do a podcast of nothing but stories about run-ins with exes.
I really should.
Okay. Well, here she is with your dirty.
All right. So Nicki Minaj, she got all of our hopes up when she said that she had a new collaboration coming out with Adele. But as it turns out, she was only joking.
Miley, what's good?
She said, I thought everybody could, you know, see through it and know that I was joking, that I was clearly being sarcastic, but that wasn't the case. So she broke all of our hearts when she tweeted out, oh, my God, I thought you guys could clearly see that I was being sarcastic.
See,
I've got nothing
going
on.
I got to take like Roy's thought process here because Roy's skeptical of everything.
Mm-hmm.
What if the record company said, whoa, we're not announcing anything about that. Like you better make that right.
You can't say that right now. It's, exactly. We're nowhere close to it being finished.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. You think they're just jingling the keys over here. So we are thinking something else. Totally. All right. Well, Pete Davidson, he will be in town this weekend. And Roy, I think, are you going?
I am.
And he'll be here Friday and Saturday. Apparently, either the word on the street is that he is practicing for a Netflix special or that he will be filming.
I bet practicing.
You think
it's a good practice crowd here in Charlotte.
All phones going to Ziploc bag.
Yep. Yep. Bob Saget practices Netflix special material here.
Wait, what was?
Bob Saget.
Oh, yeah.
He practices material here.
Danny Tanner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so Mike Posner is almost finished with his walk across America, and we'll keep you posted on that. He's only got 200 miles left, so, I mean, this could really happen, I guess, any day.
He's doing about 30 miles a day, I think.
Yeah.
So between 25 and 30 miles, so whatever that divided by 200.
Oh, listen, Mike Posner is walking through my home.
Yeah, there he is. He's going to your front door.
It'll take him a minute to get there. Miley Cyrus and Cody Simpson. Ugh. They'll forever be together in ink. They got tattoos together.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Not of each other and not the same thing.
Oh.
But they went and got tattoos together.
Oh.
So I would imagine, though, when you get tattooed, if you go with somebody, like, those tattoos have stories
to
you.
It means something, yeah.
She'll always, she'll always remember him from the tattoo.
Take it easy on Cody Simpson. Jeez.
I know. And, you know, some people love him. I like I said, think he's social climbing.
He ain't ugly.
And he, like, if we could fill in his eyebrows a little bit, because sometimes they look like they're not there.
All right.
Katy Perry's new song?
Yes. And I want to get to Jessica Biel, because
okay.
We talked about earlier today, we were all talking about that moment where we felt like we were really feeling old. Well, Jessica Biel and her husband, Justin Timberlake, had that moment while they were out in Paris.
I mean, we really went for it. We stayed out dancing until literally 3 a.m. I think we forgot that we were in our late 30s and we thought maybe we were in our early 20s or something.
Uh-huh.
We sweat. I sweat through that beautiful outfit.
Yeah, it was a beautiful outfit.
Oh, my gosh. It was so beautiful. But I literally was wringing it out.
Yes. So we've all been there. Katy Perry also has a new song out. It's called Harley's in Hawaii.
and Harleys in Hawaii. Ay, ay. I'm on the back of more than day. Ay, ay.
West Virginia.
There you go. The video did come out with it as well. It's up at kiss951.com if you want to see it. Katy Perry sporting a much different look than how we're typically used to seeing Katy.
She looks beautiful.
Yeah, she does. She's
beautiful.
It's a great look on her.
Yeah, what's hot? What's trending? What should everybody have? What does Lauren like?
So I have been on the search for a tinted moisturizer that has SPF in it. And
oh, please tell me you found it.
I did find it.
Thank the Lord. God.
You guys are so mean. But I come in here every morning and I don't wear a full face of makeup. So I just like to like throw on a little something and maybe some mascara. But I found the perfect tinted moisturizer for me. I have combination skin, so if you're interested, I will have that information up at kiss951.com.
Listen, I love my moisturizer, so...
Hey, and it's got SPF in it. You should be wearing SPF on your face every single day, not just when you're out in the sun.
Remember when I was doing dad things in the yard last Saturday?
Yes.
I put sunblock on, but I used Amanda's spray, and it had glitter on it. And she was laughing so hard because it was all over my shirt, all over my face. Glitter face.
Yeah.
All right. Mm. Hey, up next, we got to talk about Lauren's au pair, Elena. She is part of the Tinder world. And she was showing Lauren all these funny Tinder profile pictures, right? In the bios. So we did a little research and we found some really funny local Tinder profiles. We're going to read them to you and talk about it coming up in less than 10 minutes.
This is the MRL Morning Show. Kiss 95.1.
So we were talking to you, Lauren, yesterday about your au pair, Elena.
Yeah, the poor thing. I convinced her to join Tinder because I was like, you know, a lot of her friends moved away. Some of her au pair friends were finished with their years, so they went home. And now she's kind of like, all right, I need to make new friends. And I'd maybe like to date somebody. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, let's get on Tinder, you know, figure it out. So
you weren't in love with the guy she was dating.
Yeah, right.
I'm putting that out there.
Okay. But anyway, she started to, you know, swipe through or whatever. And she's like, Lauren, this is just, the dating scene here is awful. And we were laughing about, you know, some of the profiles and like what people say in their profile little snippet. And I mean, they're just hilarious.
Yeah, people really try to use comedy to win over women.
And I think women do it to win over men, too. Yeah. We have a bunch of funny profiles here. But one of them I remember you saying, Lauren, was like, hey, I'm off to prison, literally not looking for a relationship.
Right. Just trying to have fun before I go in. And then the one that she saw the other day, too, was like a guy half naked with like a towel draped over his body. And he's like, I'm just looking for someone to kick it with and cook.
Wow.
Okay.
Roy, what do you got? There's some funny Tinder profiles out there.
Yep. So this is from Dre. Dre says, I'm really only here because my family's beginning to think it's weird that I keep showing up to family events like weddings, Christmas, baby showers with my Danny DeVito cutout and demanding that they set a place for him. And she has a photo of her with a Danny DeVito cardboard cutout that she shows with him taking photos everywhere.
That's funny.
Yep.
I have one here from a 22-year-old woman who says, on the topics of nudes, of nude photos, I'd like to remind you of a little story. In 1912, a girl had a nude drawing sketched by a random guy that no one ever heard of. The drawing was locked in a safe on the boat. The boat sinks, and her nude picture still ends up on TV 84 years later. So no, I will not be sending you nudes. No one is safe.
Roy, what story is she referring to?
Of course, Titanic.
Very good.
Do you have one?
I saw at one point you looked a little confused, so I... When she was reading that.
At first.
Okay. Yeah, I got one here. If you're trying to figure out how to say my name, think Mike Tyson saying, kiss me. Here's, sure. Kith me.
Kith me.
That's funny.
Yeah.
This is Amelia. Says, on our first date, I'll carve our names in a tree. It's the most romantic way to let you know that I have knives.
Catherine says, I hope you like bad girls because I'm literally bad at everything.
These are Tinder profiles, you guys. Some funny bios. Here's one of a man in a wheelchair. He's 31. He says, I enjoy long walks on the beach, except I can't walk and the sand F's up my tires. Good sense of humor. And then here's someone else with a good sense of humor. He says, don't buy Colgate whitening toothpaste. It says guaranteed whiteness in 14 days. However, it's been 2 weeks and I'm still Asian.
Okay.
What?
I don't know. Teeth whitening. Guaranteed whitening, right? In 2 weeks. I gotta explain the race joke to Loren. And now it's been 2 weeks and he's still Asian. He's not a white guy. He's an Asian guy.
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Oh, geez. You wouldn't swipe on it?
No.
Hmm.
I think I'd swipe just to ask for more information.
Yeah, I'd be like, I don't get it.
You know, the thing is when you're dating on Tinder, there's a lot of red flags. I don't know any of them. Loren doesn't know any of them. Roy, you were on Tinder briefly.
Yeah.
But, like, we're wondering if you maybe can tell us, like, some of the red flags that you saw on Tinder. You know, you swipe.
I had a list of red flags I kept a lookout for.
Is it more in the bio or is it more in the picture?
Pictures.
Pictures.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Let's get a little list going. 704-570-9595. When you're on Tinder or any dating site for that matter, what are the red flags that you look out for and, like, what are the red flags that you've seen?
This is the MRL Morning Show. Kiss 95.1.
Hey, it's Kiss 95.1 with the Manny Roy and the Ren Morning Show. What are some of the red flags that you look for when you're dating?
Yeah, we're talking about dating on Tinder and Bumble, Grindr, whatever app you're using. You know, Roy, you said you used it and you had a couple red flags. Like, Loren and I never use these dating apps.
Yeah, so a few of my red flags on Tinder, and not that they were necessarily deal breakers at the time, I could just tell that they were hiding things. If they never, ever, ever showed any photos of the full top of their head, it always, like, got cut off, and that probably was a sign they were balding.
Oh, interesting.
The guys were always really insecure about showing their balding hairline, so they would always, like, stop the selfies at a certain point. If they never showed teeth when they smiled, that was good indication that they had jacked up teeth.
Yeah, and they need Invisalign.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If the photo looked old, that's a good chance that they're actually, like, 50, and they're still holding on to that photo. And then anyone that has their profile picture with their shirt off is typically never a good way to start.
Why?
They're typically the D-bags.
Oh.
Mm. Yeah.
Jeez. I'd be lost. I mean,
Did you commit? Would you commit all of those?
No. I mean, I probably would just put, like, a picture of me smiling or laughing. I feel like my sense of humor is probably my best trait.
Yeah.
That you can see. And then, okay. And then the other side of it, Loren, would be like me on the other side, like, swiping on these people. I'd be like, oh, that's okay. That's okay. You know, and it's all Roy's red flags.
Yeah.
All right. 704-570-9595. We'll read a couple texts that came in. One woman says that there's a definite way to find out that the guy wants to move furniture with you. We'll have that coming up here in just a second. But look who it is.
All right. Let's talk to our buddy Josh in Lancaster.
Hey, Bo.
Hey, Bo.
I have missed you guys.
Oh, we've missed you.
We haven't spoken in a while.
Manny, text me later, and I'll catch you up on what's going on, man.
Okay, dude. Will do.
The last time I was on a dating site was with when I met my wife, and there was a lady on there, and she says, just a little bit of side note for me. She said, I've got 6 kids. I've struck out 6 times going for a 7th. I'm thinking, wait a minute. Hold it. What?
Yeah, that's not a good sign.
Yeah.
No.
Common denominator.
You know, you're saying you tried 6 times, you struck out 6 times. And then you're saying you got 6 kids. That, I mean, hello, there's a sign there. Something's not right there.
Yeah, that's true. The issue might be you.
Yeah, there's a big possibility the issue was her.
All right, Josh. Thanks for calling. We'll be in touch, okay, bud?
Hi, bud.
All right.
All right, this is Tara in Charlotte. Hey, Tara.
Hey. Yes, I was on Hinge for a little while, but some of my friends and I have noticed, on Hinge, you can actually link your Instagram, or Facebook accounts, and a lot of guys don't realize that you actually have access to all the photos of them and their current girlfriends.
Oh.
Big red flag there.
Wow. You know, Tara, you bring up an interesting question in my head is, you know, we're talking about links to social media. Does anybody ever get hit on LinkedIn?
I think so.
Really?
Isn't LinkedIn supposed to be like a strict professional job thing? I wonder if anyone ever got hit on in LinkedIn.
But, like, who's on LinkedIn unless you're looking for a job?
Yeah.
And at that point, no offense, but I don't want your deadbeat.
Crystal, our intern did? Oh, Crystal, come in here real quick for a minute. Come on. This is Crystal. She's awesome.
I got to hear on how someone, I mean, and typically your photos are only done are really professional. So it's like, oh, I love the way you don't show skin.
But like how do you even hit on somebody on LinkedIn?
You send them messages. But you like DM people.
But you're either an employee or an employer looking for a gig.
Exactly. So, that's what I mean. So what's your opening line on LinkedIn?
Just so you guys know, it is also a network to connect with just regular people, too.
Yeah, that are just
in the professional world.
There she is. Hi, Crystal.
Hi.
One of our great interns who comes in and works for free. We appreciate it. So you have a LinkedIn set up and somebody hit on you?
Yeah, it's kind of, sort of. It was kind of on the down low. First, it was like, what's going on in your area? Because, you know, I'm an aspiring journalist. So I think he worked for a news station or something like that. So it was just, what's going on in Charlotte? Kind of is what it started out. And then it progressed a little bit and kind of
got personal.
Kind of so, yeah.
Weird.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. Huh.
So that's how you ended up here working for free rather than going to get paid to work with that guy.
Well, for right now, anyway.
Yeah, and she's learning, by the way. So anyone in the audience is thinking that we have free people working here, but no.
Yeah, no.
She's learning. She's not doing anyone's job. We're teaching her how to be a producer.
She gets college credit.
I'm getting valuable skills and college credit.
It's so funny because I couldn't even tell you the last time I logged into my LinkedIn page.
Yeah. So, you know that guy. You know of him. You know where he works and stuff.
No, I was just making connections. So, you know,
but you know his name. Yes. You know what station.
Is there going to be a connection?
No. This was like a year ago.
Right. But would that hinder you from going to work there?
No, because he was like a reporter.
Okay.
So it wasn't like he was a hiring manager. Yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
So,
okay. All right. So, thank you, Crystal.
Thank you.
Well, have a great day. There goes Crystal.
And I want to know which reporter it was.
Stop it.
Are we going to try to figure it out?
It's not here. It's not in Charlotte, she said.
Yeah, they were trying to get to Charlotte.
People are hitting us up saying that LinkedIn is. I've got messages on LinkedIn.
Never thought of it that way.
Seeing if I wanted to be a sugar baby.
I kind of checked my LinkedIn account. Maybe people's been trying to slide into my DMs.
Here's somebody who said it wasn't LinkedIn, Roy, but my friends hit on me, got hit on Words with Friends.
How do you do that? You don't even see the people.
That's true. Right. You just chat.
All right, let's talk with Anonymous. Welcome to the Mania Roy and the Ray Morning Show.
Hi, how are you guys?
Hi.
We're good. So did you get hit on LinkedIn?
Yes, I've gotten messages not just on LinkedIn but other forms of social media asking if I wanted a sugar daddy.
Obviously the answer is yes, but it's really none of their business.
So now, were they proposing a job for you to be their sugar baby?
And your LinkedIn account, it's like a professional thing. You're looking for a real, legit job.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
I just logged on to mine to see what was there. And there's, I got nothing but, happy birthday, congratulations on your work anniversary. Nobody's sending me messages.
Damn it.
Maybe I should change my profile picture.
Lauren's so mad.
I'm going to put a shirtless photo of me on my LinkedIn page.
Right?
See how it is.
Coming up next with the Manny Roy and Lauren Show.
You're so petty. I was on Words with Friends and nobody hit on me. What the heck?
What's wrong with me?
Speaking of petty, we did a War of the Roses about an hour ago. And Heather broke up with Jeff after she found out Jeff was indeed cheating on her. But what she said to him to get back at him, people thought was super petty. We got lots of text messages from it. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to play a little clip of it for you if you didn't hear it. And then we want to know the petty things you took after the breakup. For instance, somebody texted and said, after I broke up with my boyfriend, I took all the cornhole bags, but left the boards. So he'd have to buy new bags. So we'll get into that coming up just after 9 on the Manny Roy and Lauren Show.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
If there is something petty that you took because you know that it's going to bug your ex, then you did it. Right, Lauren?
I'm sure Lauren stole something.
What are you looking at me for?
Because this is right up your alley.
This fits your character, as they say. Mm. I'll tell you, I had a girl that I dated in California who was super jealous all the time. And even if I went to a radio appearance and other people who loved the show that I worked on in California would come up to me, she would get really, really jealous. So she took this... I had this picture of Faith Hill, She was hot back in the 2000s, Roy. And I had this awesome picture of her, and she took it off the wall and said that she accidentally dropped it, and it broke.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I know that it was in a spot on the wall where it wasn't an accident.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, she literally took it and broke it so that I couldn't put it back up.
Hmm.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And yeah. It was, like, right after we had an argument, she's like, oh, I'm so sorry, and it fell off the wall. I was like, whatevs.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the equivalent of taking something, but she was just being petty. You know what I mean?
Right.
But this War of the Roses from this morning, if you didn't hear it, Heather and Jeff have a little back and forth. We'll play it for you because Heather is going to take a lot of petty things from him.
Earlier, we played a War of the Roses between Heather and Jeff. And she originally wanted to do the War of the Roses, which, by the way, if you're listening at this time and you're like, what the heck's a War of the Roses? It's where we call and we try to bust cheaters by offering the suspected cheater roses. Now, if he loves his significant other, he'll send the roses there. But if they are cheating, they'll send it to whomever they're having the affair with. Now, what was fascinating about this is that at the very end, when we busted the cheater, she was saying all the stuff that she was going to be taking from him, like his Harris Teeter points. And what was some of the other ones?
Listen to this. I found
his
a clip.
Trophies.
Your trophies, everything going out the window. Everything out the window. I'm deleting your DVR. Everything. I cannot even believe you right now.
You say you're deleting his DVR?
That was Roy live on the War of the Roses. And then, yeah, she does go on to say that she's deleting, taking all of his Harris Teeter points. And he goes, I worked hard for those trophies when I was younger.
Mm-hmm. So strange. I left all my trophies back at my parents' house, which looks like now it's a memorial. Looks like I've died.
Like you passed.
Yeah, I'm pretty. In fact, I remember there's this one story. A long time ago, we were on a TV show on TLC called My Big Fat Fabulous Life. And evidently, my parents knew some fans of the TV show.
Okay.
And so they really wanted to see my bedroom. So my mom literally, for a moment.
Like Elvis.
Yeah. It was like a tour of where Roy slept. And they had two girls in there. And my mom showed them where, and they're fans of the TV show, and they showed them my old childhood room. I'm not kidding, not making that up.
That doesn't creep you out?
Yes, it creeps me out. I got like all my trophies from back when I was in athletics, photos of me as a little kid, and the closet had toy Hot Wheel cars still in there.
Sesame Street underwear laying on the floor.
It was embarrassing. And they're in there taking pictures in my bedroom.
Oh, that's so funny.
Is this where Roy sleeps? Ooh.
All right, the petty stuff that you took after you broke up, 704-570-9595. I know y'all are petty out there because we all are. And it's like my ex who cheated on me loved blank, so I took it from him. Give us a shout.
All right, this is Janelle in Charlotte.
Oh, sorry, here's Janelle.
Oh, I'm here.
Hi. So go ahead. What'd you take?
Okay. So I lived with my ex, and I bought all the groceries. Like, that was what I contributed, a part of it. So when I left, I took everything. I mean, I had just went grocery shopping. I cleaned. I even took the milk. I took, like, canned foods. It was an entire job getting it all out of the house, but I did not care. I was taking my groceries. Those were mine. And I left him with nothing.
There you go.
Groceries are expensive, man.
Mm-hmm.
They are. They're way too expensive to give to an ex.
Was the refrigerator legit bare, Janelle?
I mean, except for, like, maybe some leftover food that I didn't feel like taking. Yeah, it was.
Yeah, the expired. Like, yeah, you left the expired. I got it.
There you go.
Thanks, Janelle.
Donna texted it, and she said, I took all the left shoes from this guy. He's not going to be wearing those anytime soon. And then 704 texted in and said, I took the silverware. Good luck eating spaghetti with your hands.
Oh, wow.
This is Tanya, Roy.
Hey, Tanya. What'd you take?
Hi. I took the key to unlock his rims, the lug nut key. I took that so he couldn't change his rim.
Oh. Y'all, how do you even think of that?
But when does he change his rims often? Is that just going to be something like later down the road you're going to be laughing because you're going to know he's going to have a hard time with that?
Well, he kept them changed in the summer about every 2 weeks.
Oh, that's very cool.
He didn't that summer, though.
Thanks, Tanya. We got a DM from someone who said that they took their motorcycle helmet. It was a very expensive helmet. He loved riding his motorcycle, but he also cheated on me. So I guess that was fair. Loren, you never did this? I find that really hard to believe.
I was more of a burner.
That's not crazy.
Here's someone who said, I took all the silverware. Good luck eating spaghetti with your fingers.
I just said that.
Okay. Sorry.
You're not listening.
No, I was reading that other DM. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
It's worth repeating.
Okay, that's true.
All right, let's talk with Ashton in Concord.
It's not how you do it. It's how you recover, Roy, that makes you a good broadcaster.
Hi, Ashton.
Hi. Hello.
Go ahead. Tell us your story.
So this guy helped me move into an apartment a year or two ago. We were dating for like a year or two. And he cheated on me, so I kept his $1,000.
You took his $1,000?
Yeah, so he helped me move in. I found out he cheated, so I kept the money.
Okay.
Where did the money come from? His wallet?
He gave it to me. Yeah, his own, like...
That's called stealing.
He gave it to her to help her move in.
Oh. You didn't go through his wallet while he was sleeping.
Who has $1,000 in their wallet?
Absolutely not. I should have, though.
Thanks, Ashton. Somebody else texted in and said, I took the key to the handcuffs.
Mm. Okay. Do I have more questions there? Is he a cop? Does he do handcuffs for other things?
Yeah.
He had them in the bedroom.
I took his favorite pair of jeans and donated them to Goodwill.
Ooh, there's so many more, you guys, and you can find it on the Rap Party.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.